Now, for a look at our ongoing election coverage. You know it's coming. Ready? Ready? Here's Bite the Ballot.
Bite the Ballot.
Mm-hmm. It's primary time, Pennsylvania. Who is going to win? And how much does the winner have to win by for winning to really be a win?
Hillary Clinton really needs a blowout win.
Anything less than a commanding victory could spell the end of her White House dreams.
She needs something approaching a landslide victory.
And the magic number is 10.
Round 11. Round 11, maybe 12.
7.
5 or 6.
Less than 5 is a margin of error win.
If she wins by 6, she goes on.
I think she's got to do better than 8.
I think 8 or 9 doesn't do it even.
All these talking heads on television, not Fox, of course. The bottom line is a win tonight, no matter what it is a big win.
Hence the popular saying, win, lose, or draw, or win by more than 7 and less than 10. I guess the general guideline of a double-digit victory for Clinton is a good one, but no matter what happens tonight, both Clinton and Obama will probably be claiming triumph tomorrow, so the margin doesn't really matter anyway. How about this? Instead of all future primaries, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Whoever guesses it gets to be the nominee, and the loser gets a set of steak knives. Does that sound good? Or maybe we could do rock, paper, scissors. Best 2 out of 3?
Bite the Ballot.
Gotta love that. Now, on to everyone's favorite election issue, the economy. Things are bad. Subprime mortgage crisis, weak dollar. I just heard car loans are the next financial time bomb waiting to explode. Now, I know not everyone can pull down a big-time 12-figure public radio host salary. So over at the office, we combined all our financial knowledge and came up with a few simple ways to stay afloat in these uncertain times. Here we go. Step 1, don't buy anything ever again. For food, eat stuff you've purchased in the past, or chew things up and eat them again. That you'll lose weight, you know? You got leftover food, clothes, stamps, etc. Step 2. Get married, have kids, buy a house, and start a business. They all come with tax benefits that, as I understand, outweigh any actual costs. And step 3, if you still have trouble, eat your kids, then your spouse, and then any leftover food.